Hello everyone. Today I have with me in studio Melissa Spann, newly received to the church last Easter Vigil. So I would like to talk to Melissa today about her experience of RCIA process and well, you can start. I would say, why did you decide to join RCIA class?
Well, it's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. My husband and I actually started many years ago when we decided that we wanted to have our children in the church. My father's family are in the Catholic Church. And as I was getting my master's degree at Spring Hill College, I felt drawn back to the faith. I say back, I was baptized in the church, and I got to come a little bit with my grandmother, but I would not consider myself unchurched. I was very much churched in the Protestant tradition, but I felt I just felt drawn to the Catholic Church through my master's degree and some of the exposure and some of the professors I met and classes I took. And when Scott and I got married, after we got married and decided that we wanted a family, I really wanted to have that Catholic Church as the home for my family. And so we had our children baptized. Father Jim baptized our children, both of our girls, and later, you know, they went to school here, and we started our classes but did not finish them. And so what really brought us back is our girls ended up transferring into a public school. And we just couldn't take for granted anymore them getting religion classes and things like that. We would come to church oftentimes, but I always felt like so much was missing. I had such a deep desire for communion and to be able to take communion and take the Eucharist. And that always felt like something that was missing. So we decided that we needed to really step up to the plate and kind of take that spiritual leadership in our home, and that we needed to go ahead and complete those classes.
Sounds like a good story.
Another reason that it took us a while to do that is that my husband needed to seek an annulment. And, you know, that's a very touchy situation for a lot of people. There's a lot of brokenness there and a lot of pain for so many people. And I think Scott was a little bit reluctant. He wanted to do that, but it was, you know, not an easy process. Mm-hmm. Having finished that, he understands what a good process it is, mm-hmm. how healing it can be. And, you know, it's kind of like taking a backhoe to your psyche a little bit. It excavates things, but when they are excavated, that's when Christ can do, you know, do a lot with it and heal it and, you know, show you things so that you can break cycles and you can. So anyway, that was another thing I think that held us back for a while. And so with him on board, we started the classes, and I'm so happy that we did. It was something that was a deep desire of my heart for a long time, but I really wanted us to do that together, and I'm glad that we did.
What was the most challenging experience during the whole year of the experience of RCIA?
The most challenging part for me, for RCIA, was really just the week-to-week commitment, mm-hmm. time commitment. You know, everybody is busy, and I'm a school teacher and got two young children, and I also was coaching track and doing some other things, and it was kind of hard. There were many weeks where it was difficult, you know, between the things that your children are doing, and you know, and there were weeks where I just felt like, oh, it's just one more thing on my list to try to get done. And so the thing about it is that when you go and you show up, you made a commitment, you're going to get there, and you're so glad after you did. You're so glad when you leave, because you feel like your spirit's been fed, and You know, that, you know, I felt, you know, that I was edified, or that Christ, you know, rewarded that. And but that was by far the hardest thing. It's just mm-hmm. the week in, week out commitment and being there. For me, that was the hardest thing.
What about the people whom you meet during the holy journey?
The
people who were with you.
Oh, the people in the class?
Yeah, in the class.
Well, people who were with me, going through it with me, and then also the team members that Brenda has put together were amazing. I can't begin to express my gratitude for, because, you know, like I said a while ago, it was a commitment for me. Mm-hmm. And I was going and seeking, and there was something that I desired. But for the people on the members of the team who came week in and week out, it was just as much a commitment for them, and in fact was a ministry for them. Mm-hmm. They were ministering, you know, to my spirit. They were ministering to each of us, and you know, and they were there. They were there with a happy heart. They were there because they were called to be there. They were there to share. And it just came through. There was it totally came through. They did a great job of explaining things when they took the turns with things. And more than that, you felt embraced. You felt warmth and embrace, and that it was a space where you needed to have questions answered, and that people could, confront whatever issues that they had and qualms that they needed to deal with, and it was a very, very embracing and open community. I'm particularly grateful to the team members, and then the people that that you go through it with, your class, so to speak. You just, you know, you bond with them. I think the overall thing that I take away, perhaps more than anything, is at the end, while you've learned all these things and you've explored and you've come to a deeper understanding of the Catholic faith and yourself and what it means to be Catholic, you also leave with community. And I really, for me, that's what, one of the things that I feel like the Catholic Church has always been for me is this idea of community, or at least that's what I've seen in my family. So I feel like I've got community from it. You know, I've got these relationships and these people that I've gotten to know over the course of it, that I've been through these things that you share, sometimes very intimate things with. And whenever you are vulnerable like that about, you know, spiritual things and about all these things that are near and dear to you, you can't help but bond with people and create community and care about people that you get to know. So, it was a wonderful experience. I feel like I made friends and established, you know, relationships that will continue to go on. Mm-hmm.